The Defense Department recently deployed systems to let banks and other lenders instantly check potential borrowers' military status. At the same time, they're checking their credit records. It's a response to the Military Lending Act. Last month, the law added a host of new protections for members of the military, including a 36% interest rate cap on nearly all credit products. Jason Lakey is Senior Vice President for Automotive and Consumer Lending at TransUnion. He spoke about this with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
We've executed thousands of searches on behalf of lenders. And in fact, we also have several hundred lenders have already signed up and are actively using our Military Lending Act database search solution.
Let me ask it this way. So, I mean, out of a population of more than 1.3 million active duty folks plus their families, it's hard for me to gauge whether thousands is a lot or not. Is it roughly in line with what your expectations would have been for the first month?
Yes, it is. So, as you said, 1.3 million out of an active credit population of just over 200 million, you'd expect a hit rate of about a percentage point or so. So you don't expect to see it that often, but for lenders, it's particularly important to know when one of their borrowers or one of their members of their credit union is covered under the Military Lending Act.
Yeah, and I want to come back to that in a second, but The Defense Manpower Data Center has had this website for years where basically anybody could go in and plug in somebody's name and DOB and social and find out whether they were on active duty. How's your service different, and where are you pulling the data from?
So our service is different in that we're enabling the lenders to access the same data that's in the database, however, through TransUnion as they would pull the credit report, which is about the time that they would want to check for the Military Lending Act coverage at the time. So it's the same database. The system is different in that we take a copy of that database to TransUnion on a regular basis, and it allows lenders to check it in real time the same way that they would a credit report, or to do it in large bulk files as they would to prepare for mailings and those sorts of things. Which is a little different than I think is that you're able to do on the MLA search on that DMDC site, because I believe you can either do it as a one-off search or you can do small batches of that. I don't believe that portal is structured for the high volumes that a TransUnion and the two other national CRAs can do with our own military lending solutions.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right. So did that require some sort of special arrangement with DOD in terms of getting access to the data in bulk and then, I assume, protecting it? Because it's pretty sensitive if you're going to have the whole master file of everyone's status.
Yeah, so actually it was a collaborative effort between the three national credit reporting agencies and the DOD to both figure out the technical ways to make this happen to ensure the security and performance of the data, as well as to do the contracting to make sure that everything that we're doing together is compliant with all the rules around managing such a sensitive database. What I think one of the great news is for this is that TransUnion and our two competitors, we're a highly regulated organization that's entrusted with managing consumer credit files, and we have an infrastructure that's secure and compliant, all that, and together creates, a really good solution for lenders to easily comply with the expanded scope of the Military Lending Act.
Yeah, and is this an entirely new line of business for the credit bureaus? I mean, were you guys in the business of reporting military status at all? I mean, was that part of someone's credit record prior to this?
No, it's not, actually, as part of the record. Again, it's information that this particular part of it was always housed with Department of Defense, and through the earlier enactment of the Military Lending Act, thus to go directly to the DMDC to get that information.
So the customer base, it's basically the same people that you are already selling services to, because they are people who are going to be running credit checks on almost any potential borrower in the first place, right? So this is just basically an add-on service. Is that fair?
Yes, it is. So there are a couple of things. The expansion of the rules of the regulations around the Military Lending Act actually brought in a much wider set of lenders prior to the enactment of the expanded regulations. It was primarily focused on payday lenders and other short-term folks who didn't use traditional credit reporting agencies like TransUnion for getting background information. But when the rules expanded and covered other types of loans that traditional financial institutions like banks, credit unions make, that's when it made sense for those institutions to come through the national credit reporting agencies to get that information through the credit report. And from a operational perspective, it really makes a lot of sense. Again, the time you want to know when a borrower is covered under the Military Lending Act is the time you make the lending decision. And since you're coming to get the credit report for that, it makes sense to get that information as well. There are several other solutions that we offer to also support compliance. We offer a way to make an OFAC check at the time of origination to know if somebody's a suspicious person.
As I'm sure you know, the lenders and their regulators have expressed concern over the past year or more that there's quite a bit of compliance risk involved in complying with the MLA, just because they would have to go and run searches on each and every potential lender to find out whether they were covered by the MLA. If they use a service like TransUnion's, is there basically a safe harbor where they're covered and they're immune from failing to comply?
There is a safe harbor associated with using one of the national credit reporting agencies like TransUnion for the Military Lending Act search. And that's if the lender uses the Military Lending Act database search to check for coverage, that satisfies the requirement of checking. It obviously doesn't satisfy any of the other requirements for complying with the law of the lender, but it does provide a safe harbor for checking for coverage. There are a number of things that are required under the Military Lending Act, and not being the attorney close to the rules, it's not legal advice.
Sure.
But what's required is that for active duty military members and their eligible dependents, there are restrictions on the maximum annual percentage rate, or the equivalent interest rate of the loan that can be given out. There's a 36% maximum, and it's calculated in a special way for the Military Lending Act. It includes some fees that might be not be included under the traditional Truth in Lending Act calculation of APR. So there's a special APR calculation that's required. In addition, there are certain disclosures that the financial institution is required to make to people who are covered under the Military Lending Act, and those disclosures have to be provided in a written form as well as in audio form. And so it's very important for lenders then to know when somebody's covered, even if the threshold for their lending practices is well below this 36%. Many lenders have found it prudent to say, look, I want to know in any case who's covered under the Military Lending Act, so they can ensure the disclosures are out there, and then I can positively demonstrate to my regulators that I'm checking and ensuring that my practices are compliant with the regulations here.
Jason Lakey is Senior Vice President for Automotive and Consumer Lending at TransUnion, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.